bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Lutheran Hour speaker, Dr. Gregory Seltz.
Welcome to our Monday Morning Minute with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Gregory Seltz. The title for our devotion today, Jesus Christ, a Savior Worthy of Faith. Our text, John 14, verses 6 and 7. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him, and you have seen him. During the building of the Golden Gate Bridge over San Francisco Bay, construction fell badly behind schedule because several workers had accidentally fallen from the scaffolding to their deaths. Engineers and administrators could find no solution to the costly delays. Finally, someone suggested a gigantic net be hung under the bridge to catch any who fell. Finally, in spite of the enormous cost, the engineers opted for the net. After it was installed, progress was hardly interrupted. A worker or two fell into the net, but all were saved. Ultimately, the time lost to fear was regained by replacing fear with faith in the net. When it comes to faith, it doesn't matter how strong your faith is. It doesn't matter how intensely or passionately you believe in something. Rather, the power of faith is the object. It's whether that person or thing in which you place your faith is worthy of faith, is capable of delivering on that faith, whether it has the capacity to hold on to you when your grip is about to perilously slip. On that Golden Gate Bridge, many very talented people did the very best not to fall, but fall they did. But when they fell into a net that could hold them, that could break their fall, even protect them, it changed how they worked. They now worked by faith, not by fear. So let me say it about as clearly as I can say it. When it comes to life and salvation, truth and wisdom, there is no object of faith that can match Jesus Christ. And if you're seeking to know God, His blessing, His protection, His grace, there's only one way to be certain of that. Ready? Look to Jesus and look to Him alone. Now, I know that's a pretty bold statement, but before trying to challenge it or deny it or to set that claim aside, please take a good hard look at Jesus in the Bible. Listen to what He says of Himself today. He says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one else is that for you. Please read the book of John for a clearer picture of Him. It's less than 50 pages long. That's it. You could come to grips with Jesus today. I guarantee that you will not find anyone like Him. There may be other religious teachers, philosophers, leaders, gurus, but there is no Savior like Jesus. You can work on that bridge of life yourself, or you can put your faith in the safety net of Jesus, the power of the cross and resurrection of Him, and then live life now in the fearlessness of knowing Him as Savior. To that end, God richly bless you. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your willingness to be my Savior, to come into this life to give me your eternal life as a gift of the cross and resurrection. Give me a fearlessness then to live life boldly now for others because of the power of faith that rests in you. Amen.
This week on the Lutheran Hour, Pastor Gregory Seltz says a life lived apart from God is the worst kind of separation. But God has sent us a helper who connects us by faith to our Savior and is our source of real power for life. Hear more about the work of the Holy Spirit this week on the Lutheran Hour.